Welcome back, friends. We have just absolutely delight to have Micah with us today. And he asked if we could take up Proverbs, the book of Proverbs. We had done a bit of work, as you know, with Psalms. And Proverbs is just another gem of a book. He's found it very meaningful in his spiritual walk. I have found it meaningful in my spiritual walk as well. And I don't know, Micah, do you have thoughts on that?
I've always loved Proverbs because it seems like such timeless treasure wisdom and something that's always applicable. And I remember when I was younger and I first asked my dad, what should I read in the Bible? You know, as I was probably not even 10 quite yet, but I was eager to start learning more and getting more of an in-depth understanding of just the whole story of the Bible. And my dad encouraged me to start with Proverbs. And I'm so thankful for that because I think, I remember even as a kid, my mom was talking to me about King Solomon and how he asked God for wisdom before anything else. And that, just hearing that as a young child and then learning more about Solomon and the life that he lived in the temple and everything, it was so just encouraging to me as a child in thinking, oh, I want to be wise. I want to make that a priority. And so I prayed to God for wisdom as a young kid. And I feel that one of the things that comes with wisdom is knowing there's always more to learn and realizing that you're never really quite wise entirely. You know, where you couldn't say that about yourself, I don't think. It's something more where it's a continued willingness to learn and grow in understanding.
That is right. And I was just as I always do, take notes when you're speaking, because there's just so many nuggets in there. First off, that you're, where does the a priori start? You, as a young fellow of 9 years, wanting to read the sacred scriptures, your father, who is a man acquainted with scriptures, able to give you a meaningful answer. Rare. That's a rare point, just in that dialogue there. And then how your mother also, so it wasn't just your father, but also your mother, well acquainted with sacred scripture and highlighting the wisdom aspect of King Solomon, at least in the beginning of his reign, right? The golden years of King Solomon. And we'll note, and it hearkens to our Lord's voice where King Solomon asked for wisdom. And in addition to that, he was given power and gold and all of that. And our Lord says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all else will be added unto thee. You know, not prosperity gospel, but as we will see from Proverbs, certain actions do breed a certain crop. Certain crop spiritually, certain crop relationally, certain crop materially. And Proverbs goes through all those various aspects of the human experience, right? In that way. So your parents, and finally, yes, you. How can one ever say that they know all there is to know about our Lord or wisdom? Or knowledge. That's almost, you know.
Well, it's kind of wisdom and unknowing, I think, and kind of realizing the perpetual lack of full understanding.
That's right. We're finite. I mean, we're finite. He's infinite. It's just the whole thought is just, But there are those who do think that way about our blessed Lord, that, you know, that they think their way is the right way and the best way or whatever. And Proverbs is one of those, it's nitty gritty. It's, you know, it looks at all the conditions of the human experience. And it really does give a clear idea of, it's not a do-it-yourself project when it comes to following the Lord. Right. So your parents, they gave you really important words, and they could tell the eagerness of your heart. Well, Moses, so I'm going to focus on Moses and our blessed Lord. And the words they give to those whom they've loved and served for years, and their words to those who love right before their death. So they're the most important of words, right? So in Deuteronomy, that's the second law. Moses wrote that. As he's looking into the promised land, which he himself cannot go into. And as an aside here to Moses, he never complained about that. Mm-hmm. See, Proverbs is going to talk about that. See, we would have a tendency to say, oh, that, you know, look at all that Moses did. Certainly he should have been allowed to go. Except mm-hmm. Moses didn't think that way. And certainly the blessed Lord didn't think that way. So that's to Moses' credit. The people had failed God, which is the reason they were wandering around for 40 years, as we all know. And in fact, Micah, so you have such a beautiful voice for reading. Do you actually have Moses' final blessing there on Israel?
I do. I'll okay. read it.
Yes, please. At verse 33 in Deuteronomy, verse 1.
This is the blessing with which Moses, the man of God, blessed the children of Israel before his death. Yeah, he loved his people. All those consecrated to him were in his hand, so they followed in thy steps, receiving direction from thee. When Moses commanded us a law as a possession for the assembly of Jacob.
All right, he's commanding them a law. He's telling that they are a possession of the blessed Lord if they follow the Lord, if they follow the commandments of God. You know, he doesn't want them to have a repeat of their problems. So Jesus, the second and greater than Moses, has the same sort of appeal. Right before his gruesome passion, he will state, do you have John 15 there? 9-11.
Yes. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be full.
And here we have Jesus unfolding for us the reason for keeping commandments. It's not that we're slaves. It's not that we don't have, you know, and it's not a derogatory. It's that our joy may be full, that we'll be completely happy as he's happy with the Father. I think that might be a good place to pick up with the next episode.